news now, other developments. The aid agency Save the Children has called for a vaccination ceasefire in Syria following a confirmed outbreak of polio. This is the first time that the highly contagious disease has been seen in the country for 14 years. The organisation's Middle East regional director, Roger Hearn, says that vaccinations are urgently needed to prevent the outbreak from turning into an epidemic. And he joins me now from Jordan. Roger, thank you very much for joining to us again. How did this polio resurface?
Look, polio comes from unsanitary conditions. It's spread when children are not immunised, and sadly the immunisation program across the country has broken apart. So in a sense it's not such a great surprise, but it is it's a very tragic surprise.
It's, I mean, a horrific thing just to imagine. You know, when something comes back, it's a real sign that something has gone terribly wrong, that there is something broken about the situation. Are you worried about what this might mean for the future?
Well, at the moment, there are around 500,000 children we would see as at risk of contracting polio inside Syria. These are children who have completely fallen out of the immunisation program, children under two who are basically susceptible to contracting a disease that might result in paralysis. So we are profoundly worried, not only for the situation inside Syria, but given the unhygienic conditions in camps across the country, given the overcrowding that we're seeing in some of the surrounding countries, this could become a regional threat.
How's it transmitted?
It's a diarrheal disease, so it's transmitted from unclean water, largely. So, you know, one of the major focuses now is not only looking at vaccination, but also looking at how we can clean up some of the unsanitary conditions in affecting Syria at the moment.
Right, and so you're saying you need a ceasefire for you to have any hope of giving the vaccinations, but also solving those broader problems?
Absolutely. We are, and we have managed in the past months to have some access to Syria, and we've managed to vaccinate some children inside the country. But the scale we are talking about now and the urgency, because this was identified more than a month ago. So these children, 22 children, were identified with paralysis a month ago in Deir ez-Zor. It's taken a month and we are still talking about this, and the immunisation work that really needs to proceed immediately is still, in a sense, on hold.
Well, so if it doesn't proceed immediately, what happens?
More children are at risk of contracting this disease, and the spread of the disease will intensify.
Yeah, but when you say it'll spread, like, how quickly are we talking? Is it an exponential relationship?
Polio can be transmitted within, and a child can get the impact of polio within hours. So it is something that is highly contagious.
So the World Health Organization is drawing up plans, and it's got for this vaccination program, and it's great to have those plans. If there is no ceasefire forthcoming, and I don't know, maybe your perspective on this is very different to mine, but I wouldn't be optimistic about that given the history we've seen in Syria, the recent history. Is there any hope of this plan being rolled out?
Look, we will be immunising children in certain areas of Syria, and we will be doing so at great risk to our staff and our partners. What we are looking at the moment, the key drive is from Damascus. It's from government-held areas, which is where the World Health Organization focuses its attention. We really need to make sure that any effort to immunise children covers the entire country. So we have to, I think, shake off some of the sensitivities that have been shown in the past about only working through Damascus. And really, this will require a great deal of flexibility. It will call to question issues of sovereignty and so on, where we actually need to access children where we can reach them, and that might involve not working through Damascus, it might involve working cross-border. So I think these are the sorts of challenges that aid agencies such as Save the Children are dealing with right now, but we also need to make sure that the key agency, the key organisation, the WHO, is really behind an all of Syria response to this outbreak. It simply can't rely just on one party to the conflict to enable access to all of the children in Syria, because the government doesn't control the entire country.
Exactly, and that's the scale of the problem. I have to say, whenever I talk about, to someone about something, a problem like this in Syria, I just get overwhelmed and dispirited. I have profound respect for your energy and your ability to keep going, and I suppose the optimism that must underlie that, Roger. Thank you very much for speaking to us, and all the best with the work.
Thank you.
Roger Hearn, Middle East Regional Director for Save the Children.